morning, everyone. This is CNBC News. Today, we have the fearless and the ghost girl in our studio. Welcome. I'll begin with a typical question. Why do you hate each other?
Well, it's a generation thing. So our parents hated each other, so now we have to hate each other.
Well, the fearless, why do you like being called like this?
Because I'm very brave, as everyone knows. And I am not scared of anything except the bananas pumpkin guy throws because they are very hot, so yeah.
Is that what people call you? Or?
No, it's what I call myself, obviously.
And you?
I want to be the phantom girl. I'm evil because I want to get revenge from all the world.
What is your favorite superpower?
My favorite superpower is sticking to walls and also, like, sticking to anything I want, whenever I want.
Where were you born?
I was born on Jupiter.
And I was born in a spaceship.
Are your parents still alive, Phantom Girl?
No, they died.
And you?
My parents died too because there was a storm in Jupiter and they sent me to Earth.
How did you get your superpowers?
Well, I developed them whilst I was helping people. I realized I had superpowers.
And you?
One day I tried to commit suicide, but then I didn't die. I floated in air.
Did you ever get scared?
No, never.
Do you have any kind of shield?
My skin is bulletproof.
Do you like your costume?
Yes, and my favorite part of it is the color, which is navy blue, because it's my favorite color.
And that's all. Thank you.
Welcome to Ada's Talking Show. And today I have two special persons with me, Bright Woman and Dark Woman. So, my first question is, are you from the Earth?
No, I am from a small planet called a globe.
And you, Dark
No,
Woman?
No, I'm not from the Earth. I'm from Mars. But I came to Earth 10 years ago because humans destroyed our planet and I decided to come to Earth and destroy their planet.
So, what are you able to do?
I have X-ray vision. I can fly and I am so fast.
And you?
I can be invisible and fly when I want, but I wish I could read people's mind and see through the walls, but I can't.
Do you have any dreams to realize?
Yes, I have. I wish that the universe were a peaceful place.
I want to kill Bright Woman, then to destroy the Earth, and then starting a new life without being a villain. So I want to start a new life in peace.
Who do you look up to?
I only look up to the Joker. I love him.
I look up to Wonder Woman.
What is your normal job, if you have one?
I don't have a normal job in my free time. I normally sleep.
So you are lazy.
Yes, a little bit.
And my final question is, why do you hate each other?
Because she's a bad person and she kills everybody with no reason.
Yes, but I can't be friends with a person who wants to stop me because she wants to stop me. If I kill her, everything will be all right for me.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, welcome to CNBC News. Now I have the Jammer and the Saturn Man next to me. Can you talk about your childhood? The Saturn.
So yes, I was born in the Saturn planet, this beautiful planet, and I have natural powers for my planet. It's normal for us. And I was very smart and everything was good for us here.
And you?
I was born in New York City and grew up in LA, but I had a really tough childhood because my parents obligated me to eat jam every time and I hated it. Then, when I went to school, my friends were calling me, "Oh, hello, Jam Man. Oh, hello, the Jammer. Oh, you nerd, can you give me your jam or I will get it from you?"
Where did you come to Earth?
So yes, on my planet, they sent me here for a spy mission. I loved this planet and I decided to stay here.
What is your normal job?
My normal job is that I am a businessman.
And you?
I have a jam company, so I'm selling jam.
How old are you?
I am 95 years old, because in Saturn we live 500 years.
And I'm 25 years old.
What is your emblem?
My emblem is a blue ellipse with written on it Saturn Man.
And you?
Yeah, you can see it right there. It's a gem. It's a wrote gem.
What's your equipment?
My equipment is a Saturn Auto. It's a special car with flying abilities, and I have the electronic glasses I talked about a few minutes before. And in the real life, I drive a limousine.
And you?
I don't have a car because I'm poor and I don't have any superpowers, but...
Do you have any dreams?
No, I don't have any dream because I... Yes, I have one. It's that the jammer was disintegrated and that I have everything proof armor.
Yeah, I have dreams because I wish I were like Saturn Man. I wish I had superpowers, but I don't have any.
Do you have any weak points?
I'm not stupid. If I say them, Jammer will use them to kill me. So I can't say.
And you?
I don't have any weak points.
Do you have any superpower?
Yes, I can fly, I can see and walk through walls, and I can breathe underwater, and that's it.
And you?
Yeah, like I said, I don't have any superpowers, but I have put viruses in my gem. So if you touch it, you die instantly.
Who is the jammer for you?
The jammer for me is the worst thing in the galaxy.
Who is the Saturn Man for you?
Saturn Man for me is nothing. He's nothing.
What's your motto?
My motto is my certain powers to save humanity.
What's your motto?
That's a classic one, but my enemy is my ally.
Okay, thank you.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm the super interviewer. Tonight we have two special guests. One cute woman, a hero, and a villain.
Killer Queen. Like, can you please learn my name? This is an interview. You should know it, please.
I'm sorry. So, how did you get your superpowers and what are they?
Okay, so my parents are researchers, and one day one of their experiments exploded and my legs got irradiated, and now I have super strong legs and I can jump very high.
My powers. I was born with them. I was born with my powers. And thanks to the treasure of our planet.
Okay, your name is Killer Queen. You're a queen or...?
Yeah, actually, I was a part from the royal family of my planet. That I'm not going to give the name of it because I don't want you Earthlings to steal another things from it.
What is your equipment?
Okay, so I just wear an ordinary sports outfit with a red cape. And I have heavy boots to control my powers, and that's it.
Okay, so who do you fight?
I fight criminals and the Killer Queen.
Hello.
And you?
Well, her and all One Kick Woman and all the Earthlings, but I don't need to fight you. You're so, like, how can I say, you don't have any powers, so...
Inferior.
You're like ants for me. I can crush you.
Why did you choose to be a hero?
So when I realized that I had superpowers, I decided to become a superhero just for the sake of New York City. Not the world, but New York City.
And you, why did you choose to be a villain?
Okay, that's a great question. So they, when I say they, I mean the Earthlings, but I think it's her parents, sold the thing that we call the treasure in our planet. It's what we gain our powers from. And when they were stealing the treasure, they killed my parents too. And now I'm trying to save my planet. So I'm the hero of my planet, but I'm the villain here because I'm trying to take over your planet too.
And I try to make New York City a safe place.
Only New York City. Yeah. She doesn't care about the world.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you wish for?
I wish I could fly and shoot laser beams from my eyes, but I can't do that.
I wish I can crush all the Earthlings like ants.
Okay, that's scary. What are your weak points?
Oh, so my weak point is on my shoulder. One of my birthmarks on my shoulder.
One of them?
Yeah, I have 20 of them, so it's quite hard to find it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, and you?
So I have really fragile hands, so I can't touch anything that the earthlings make.
So, oh no, time's up. We will see each other next week.
I don't want to see her again. Please, don't. Get away from me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. Tonight we have two special guests, Halkman and Karavedir. So, Karavedir, where do you come from?
I'm coming from Afyon Karahisar.
Okay. How did you get superpowers?
One night, my slum get attacked by insects, and one of them bite me. And then I get superpowers.
Who do you look up to?
Good question. Like, I look up to Dark Vader, because I want to be an emperor of the universe like him.
Why Karavedir is a name?
Because Kara, it means black in Turkish. And like I said, I'm a fan of Dark Vader, and like my favorite color is dark, and that's why because the name Kara Vader.
Okay. Do you have a normal job?
Yeah, I'm a garbage man.
Okay. So Hulkman.
Where do you come from?
I'm coming from Afyon Karahisar. I was born in Kahramanmaraş. Then we moved to Afyon, and then we moved to London.
And how do you get superpowers?
I was on a bus, and a scientist was sitting next to me. He had a nuclear substance, and the bus was very crowded, so somebody pushed him, and then he poured the nuclear substance on me, and I was irradiated, so I became a superhero. I was walking, and I saw an old man who was selling simits, and a robber tried to steal them, and the old man couldn't stop him. So I helped the old man. He was very happy, and I was happy too. So I decided to be a superhero.
Okay. Do you have a normal job?
No. Here I'm only defending the city.
Do you have equipment, gadgets?
Yes, I have a red cape and an unbreakable simit on my chest.
Okay. Who do you look up to?
I look up to Flash. Because he can run very fast.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we have two special guests. So girl, what are your name?
My name is Crystal.
And my name is Rocky.
Can you describe yourself?
I have blue and green eyes, long brown hair, and I'm of a medium height, and I always wear black clothes because that's my favorite color.
I'm exactly like her, but I wear white clothes.
Where are you from? How did you get your superpower?
We're from magical coconuts that gave us superpower. Mine fell down 5 years before her and it broke, so we discovered this world and now we're like normal human beings.
Do you have a normal job?
Yes, we are both journalists.
Can you describe your equipment?
I wear white protecting clothes.
And I wear black protective clothes.
Can you describe your superpower?
I can provoke earthquakes and make the plants grow faster.
And I can be invisible, fly, and I'm able to see through walls.
Interesting. What villains do you fight?
I fight my twin sister Rocky and other villains like the Joker.
Can you relate one incredible thing?
The other day I stopped an earthquake that my sister started.
Whoa, see you soon.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
Hello, I'm Grace Alad and I am English fried chicken.
What is the story of your name?
I born in a rich family, but they did not want to spend any money for me. So I run away and I found a big mansion and I lived here with no food and no water. And I got my superpowers from here, so I'm never hungry and I'm never thirsty.
Okay, and you?
When I was a child, my mother put me in a trash bin. And in this trash bin, I saw a bucket of KFC. And when I ate them, I have an idea to make my own company of chicken wings.
Why did you become a superhero?
I am a superhero today for fight EFC because I don't think that's a very healthy thing. So I wanted people to be slim instead of being fat and eat chicken wings.
And you?
I was offended when my friend didn't reply me.
And how old are you?
I am 16.
And you?
I am actually 100 years old and I can live 2,000 years more.
Okay. It's very interesting. How can you describe yourself?
I'm pretty good looking, I'm strong and really crazy.
And you?
I like salad. I'm pretty slim for my age. And I'm pretty smart.
Okay, can you describe your equipment?
I don't have much equipment. I just have one thing. I have this store. It's called the Salad Store, and we have the most healthy salad in the country.
And you?
Me, I have created wings launcher to propel chicken wings on people. I had green salad because he's too healthy and not good at all.
Can you present us your costume right now?
I am wearing a skin tight costume. It's not very comfortable, but it's fashionable.
What do you wish you could do?
I wish I could make more sauce with my salad, and I wish I could fly.
And you?
I wish I could make hamburger.
Okay, that's all for now. Thank you very much.